Medical Tests by Paul Nelson, MACCMA.
Medical tests are funny things. They're a snapshot of one single aspect of your body's condition at a single moment in time. It isn't until you've repeated at least a few medical tests and established a baseline for your normal that the doctor has an idea of your health patterns. Of course, a single test that shows an extreme response or condition will result in some action on the part of the doctor. For most of us, though, it takes a while to see how our body functions as normal. It's extremely important to be aware of daily activity that can affect outcome of tests. I have a friend who called me in a panic because his PSA test had jumped several points over the course of a year. He had himself diagnosed with cancer and facing his mortality within hours of getting the results. I asked him what he had done the day before. He'd been part of a 40-mile bike race. I asked him if he had been sexually active. Of course, he said. After a race like that, I always have great sex with my wife. Had he told his doctor this? No. It just so happens that both of those activities can greatly affect the PSA score. Sure enough, he called his doctor back, told him what he'd been doing, and the doctor told him not to worry about it and scheduled him for another PSA test with a request to avoid sexual activity or biking for a day or so beforehand. The next test was perfectly normal. When your doctor enters the examination room and asks you how you've been, it's not just a polite conversation starter. Be sure to tell him or her what you've just been doing. I often encourage guys to tell their doctor the best thing and the worst thing that has happened to them since the last visit.